In case you lost track of it, today is Wednesday morning. It is March 25th. I think the legislature, as Dave just said, I don't know if we use the word gaveled out, they are suspended until March 29th. But what's that going to mean for the budget? And what is Corona going to mean for the budget? How much money are they going to have to spend? And who's going to get hurt? We're talking to Jan Moeller now, our friend, executive director of the Louisiana Budget Project. How you feeling, Jan?
Good morning, Tommy. Better than most, I think. I'm still employed. I'm still healthy. I'm surrounded by my family. So I really shouldn't complain because I know I have it better than a lot of folks. How are you doing?
You know, Jan, I'm well. I thought I was sick, but then I took my temperature and it's 97, so I think I'm okay. Tell me about the whole situation. You talked about all of the things that you had, and I'm right there with you. I'm very blessed and lucky. But not everybody in Louisiana is like that, and how badly are people getting hurt in Louisiana as a result of this, not physically but financially with the coronavirus?
Well, that's a great question, and you're right. I mean, health is obviously the most important, and people's financial situation is the second most important, more important than the state budget, but the answer is we don't really know how this is going to affect the budget, but we can be pretty sure it's going to be pretty bad. There's two things that happen when you have a recession at the state level. One is that the need for state services goes up. You know, there's more health care that you have to buy. There's more people needing benefits. And then the money to pay for all that goes way down. The state budget and the state budget has to be balanced. Washington can borrow money in a recession. Baton Rouge is not allowed under the Constitution to borrow money. And two-thirds of the state budget at the state level comes from sales taxes and income taxes. Right now, you have nobody buying anything except for groceries, and there's no state sales tax on groceries. And you have hundreds of thousands of people losing their income. So that money's not coming in. So when the legislature comes back, which may be next week, it might be the middle of April. We don't know. There's a lot of talk about them continuing to be suspended. They may come in next week just to read in some new bills into the record because that's something that has to happen by April 1st. They're going to have two major budget problems on their hand. The first is they're going to have to adjust this year's budget. We're in the 2019-2020 budget cycle, which the budget goes from July 1st to June 30th. So we know that the money coming in this year to pay for the budget that they built last year is going to come in way below projections. And so they're going to have to adjust this year's budget, and they're going to need to do it as quickly as possible. And then they have to do the much harder job of passing next year's budget, because that involves kind of trying to predict how long this recession is going to go on and how long we're going to be affected by this. And then the other big variable in this, Tommy, is, how much money are we going to get from Washington to help offset the damage in Louisiana? I just woke up and saw that there was a deal on Capitol Hill after midnight. So there's, another stimulus bill coming in. Some of that money is certainly going to come to state government to help offset some of these costs, but we just don't know how much or how long that money will continue. So it's a very difficult time. I do not envy the job that John Bel Edwards and the legislature has in front of them.
When we come back, I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this, but I think you're talking about retroactively balancing a budget that by state law has to be budgeted, so that it has to be balanced, rather. So what do? They start... You can't retroactively make cuts for money you've already spent. We'll talk about that when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7, we're talking to Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Louisiana Budget Project. If you have any questions or comments, text them to 87870 and I will pass them along. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 6:53 now, 7 before 7. Jan Moeller is our guest, Louisiana Executive Director of Louisiana Budget Project. Let me clean this up. President Trump never did officially say that Corona was a hoax. At a rally, he said they tried the impeachment hoax. That was on a perfect conversation. They tried anything. They tried it over and over. They've been doing it since you got in. It's all turning. They lost. It's all turning. Think of it. And this is their new hoax. So he was not talking about the virus. He said later, he said that he was talking about the Democrats' attempt to use the virus as a weapon against him. And that was the hoax to which he was referring. That's from factcheck.org. Just wanted to clean that up. Jan Moeller, so, man, this revenue estimating conference is hard enough to figure out, and that's political in and of itself, that process, to figure out how much money they have to spend. And again, not to get too much into the weeds here, but the budget that they approved, explain it, give me the timeline on the budget again, if you can.
Yeah, so last spring, which was a normal spring for the legislature, they passed the budget for the current budget year, which ran from, you know, July 1st of 2019 through June 30th of this year. So we have, you know, 3 months and a week left in the current budget year, where they were projecting a certain amount of revenue to come into state government because of sales taxes, income taxes, gambling, lottery, you name it. All, you know, two-thirds of that income is now on the verge of drying up. And so they're going to have to make adjustments to this year's budget. They were anticipating a surplus this year of about $200 million. Overnight, that has become a shortfall in the budget. So the legislature is going to have to go in and probably make some kind of mid-year cuts. But again, a lot of this depends on how much of this shortfall is going to be offset by money coming in from Washington. And again, the news just broke a few hours ago. We don't know exactly what's in this bill that passed or that is going to pass in Washington this week. So there may be some relief coming there. But there's going to be the first job of the legislature is adjusting this year's budget. Then they're going to have to make some educated guesses about how this virus is going to affect the economy and the state revenues for next year, because all of the assumptions that they had going in, you know, they were about to start working on the budget and they were talking about giving teachers a pay raise and giving, you know, spending more money on early childhood and higher education, all those things. We were about to make some new investment and things. They're probably going to have to rethink that and really kind of adjust their expectations, because we don't know how the economy is going to react. We don't know if we're going to be in a deep recession that lasts, you know, a year or two. But there's probably a rosy scenario that says we're going to be back humming and full speed by late summer. We just don't know. And so, I said the legislature has the really tough job. The toughest job in the state is probably that state economist who has to come up with a revenue forecast, because you're asking somebody to predict how the economy is going to do over the next 15, 16 months. And that is just an incredibly difficult job. I don't envy them.
So in terms of money that's dedicated, they have options of, I know health care is one of them, right, or not?
Well, health care is a big some money in the Medicaid budget is dedicated. It's kind of automatically spent, and some of it is discretionary. But the question with Medicaid is, you know, a lot of people who lost their jobs are all of a sudden going to be applying for Medicaid coverage. So not only are you going to have a lot of your Medicaid costs are going to be spiraling out of control. All those people who come into the hospital with coronavirus, a lot of them are going to be on Medicaid, and that's going to be a bill that's going to be, between the federal government and the state to pay. So that's part of the forecasting. You just don't know how many folks are going to end up in the hospital and what that's going to cost you. And so, again, it's a really complicated issue. What I've been telling people is, you know, as far as making building next year's budget, you probably want to wait as long as possible into the session, because the longer we go, the more information we have about how the economy is going to react to this. Right now, we are just a couple of weeks into this crisis, and there's still so much that we don't know about how the economy is going to react.
So with about 3.5 months left or till July 1st, the money they have to make last, right? So you can't go into a deficit. So would they have to make any cuts before July?
And there's probably going to have to be some mid-year cuts to the budget. They can finish, if they finish the year with a deficit, because sometimes you just can't help it, then they have to make that up with cuts next year. So any cuts that you don't make this year, you're going to have to make up for next year, because ultimately the budget has to be balanced. But again, we also, this is going to require a bailout from Washington. That's what happened in after Hurricane Katrina. That's what happened after the Great Recession. You remember that stimulus bill that we all talked about for years?
Absolutely. Jan, we got a lot more to talk about. We'll have you on again soon here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.